Bitachon for Life, Shir number 171, Wednesday, Parshiyos Nitzavim Vayelech. We are discussing Tikva, and we explained that a person has to understand in an Emuna perspective that no matter what the situation is, no matter how bleak the situation seems, the chances of a Yeshua do not change. Every situation has at least a 50-50 chance of a Yeshua. Yes, the higher a person climbs on the Bitachon ladder, the more chances of a Yeshua he will have, like Willem Ritz Hashem explained. But a basic level is to understand that everything is 50-50. Either Hashem says yeah, or Hashem says no. A person that's looking for a Shidduch, there's no difference between a person who's 23 or 53. Both of them have a 50-50 chance of seeing the Shidduch that they want. A person that's Rachmana Litzlan very sick, or a person that Baruch Hashem is perfectly healthy, there's no difference between them. Either Hashem will say yes, or Hashem will Chas V'Shalom say no. Parnasa is the same thing. A person that has a very high paying job, a person that doesn't have a job at all. Both of them have equal chances to be Matzliach, to have Parnasa, to have what they need, to have what they want. And this is a fundamental understanding in Emunah and Bitachon, and will Amirtz Hashem explain how all future levels are based on this understanding. So one of our listeners asked, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems to us that the 23-year-old boys get married right away, and the ones that are older take a long time. With Parnasa, the people that have a better job make more money, the people that don't, do not. And the same thing with health. So how are we explaining that the chances are the same when clearly it seems to be not like that? So first of all, we have to understand that the reason why Emunah and Bitachon is so important and so chashuv, and that's why the Vilna Gaon says that Bitachon is the highest level in Avodas Hashem, is because it doesn't seem that way. And that is the essence of Emunah and Bitachon, that things are not the way that they seem. And that is the purpose of Elul and Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. When we come to Rosh Hashanah, the purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlich Hashem, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Even though it doesn't seem like that, it seems that there are many other factors that decide the outcome in our life. We know that Hashem is the Melech. And the Melech means there is nobody else. When Chazal say, what does a Melech mean? Chazal explain, Ein shnei melachim mishtamshim bekeser echad. When there's a melech, there is only one melech. And that is what we do on Rosh Hashanah. We proclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only melech. And even though it doesn't seem like that, and it seems that other situations can dictate the outcome, that is opposite of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. So number one, it's a fallacy. Yes, it looks like that, because if it wouldn't look like that, then Bitachon wouldn't be such a high level. It would be very easy to attain. But because it looks like that, and it seems that people that are healthier live longer, that's why Emunah and Bitachon is a difficult level to attain. So number one, we have to understand that things are not the way that they seem. And even though statistics show that a person that's healthier lives longer, a person lives with Emunah and Bitachon understands that it's false and it's not true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way of disguising it that it looks like that. This is step number one, that we have to understand that even though it doesn't seem like that, the essence of Bitachon is that things are not the way that they seem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and no one else.